A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiya, it is the Redmen Bite Size Podcast. I'm Chloe Bloxham and it is Monday the 20th of November. It has been a very boring week because of international breaks, but I'm going to give you the news on what has happened so far in those international breaks. Some of the players that are returning to the AXA this week. And on top of that, we've got an injury update from Andy Robertson. And also the news from across the park where Everton have been deducted 10 points. So let's get straight into it then. And we'll start with the Andy Robertson news. Scotland was playing Norway on international duty, obviously. Thankfully, Andy Robertson was there and he gave us a little update on his fitness, on how he's feeling, on the surgery that did happen on his shoulder. Obviously, if you don't remember, on international duty in October, he got injured in a... I think the keeper basically just landed on him and his shoulder. And from that, it turns out that he needed to have surgery. And sadly, you know, we are now without him. But we do have some positive news on his update. He said, "I'm getting there slowly and surely. Surgery was a success, which was the main thing. No complications from it or anything like that." He went on to say, "So far, so good. I think it's been about 3 weeks since my surgery now, so everything is progressing well. I've just got to take it bit by bit and week by week. Everything has went well up to this point and hopefully that continues. And then hopefully before we know it, I'll be back on the grass." And talking about the busy fixture schedule, obviously Liverpool, once they come back from international duties this weekend, I think there's like an 11-game period up until New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, which is silly. 11 games, and Liverpool are going to have to challenge very toughly in those games because we've got the likes of, obviously we've got Manchester City when we come back, but we've also got Newcastle, Arsenal. I think we've also probably, Man United is in there in December somewhere, I think the middle of December. So there is a lot of games that sadly we will be missing Robertson for. I think the precise timeline when he first got injured was around New Year's, so let's see what happens there. But talking about those fixtures and talking about when he comes back, he turned around and said, "I've not looked that far ahead yet. I'm just trying to take it week by week. I'm trying not to get frustrated. I'm not the best injured, so I'm just trying to take the small wins every single week. I don't want to put a game in mind and I don't then, you know, make it and I don't make the game or I don't come back before then." He said, "I'm just trying to take it slow but surely just now, and then there will be a time to start pushing, and that's when it comes that I'll try and get on the pitch as quickly as can." So Robbo is better than maybe, you know, he was 2 weeks ago. He's still not anywhere near being back in the lineup for Liverpool, but it is good that his surgery went well. There can be complications, and I think Jacob Murphy for Newcastle, at least I think it's Jacob Murphy, he did a shoulder against like maybe Dortmund or something, and then they tried to play him that same week or the week after. I think like I don't exactly know what he did, but he might have dislocated it, I don't know. Either way, he then played, he came off the bench I think in a game after that, and he had to be substituted back off because his shoulder was just absolutely killing him. And that is why it was important for Andy Robertson to do this surgery, I guess, is that, you know, a lot of the time when players injure their shoulders, it's not easy to come back because obviously your muscles and ligaments and everything around your shoulder are that damaged that when you just jog on a football pitch, it absolutely kills and think, you know, your shoulder can pop out of socket and stuff. So it's good that he's recovering well from the surgery. There's been no complications. He also mentioned there he's not a good player when he's injured. He hates it. So mentally, I'm assuming that the squad will be around him and being with them will help him as well because obviously they're half of his mates that he usually sees every day. So hopefully, you know, come January, he will be at least where he's expected to be in his programme, in his rehabilitation programme. But it is scary to think that we are going to have to deal with him 11 games without him, and some of those games are absolutely horrific games. Thinking about them, I am not looking forward to it. But it's good to see that there's, you know, he's at least back on the mend and getting, you know, somewhat ready. I don't know quite how you keep fit when you've got a shoulder injury because you can't jog, I'd imagine, you can't do very much. But let's hope that, you know, everyone else knows what they're doing and can give him the best, you know, environment to make sure he's back as quick as possible. We obviously do have Kostas, but I think we'd all much prefer a certain Andy Robbo to be playing that left-sided centre-back / left-back role. But anyway, let's move on to the international break then. And Dominic Szoboszlai was obviously the main talking point. He just has to be. I think Hungary has already secured Euro 2024 qualification, but he led his team to a 3-1 victory against Montenegro. And by the way, his two goals are absolutely incredible. If you've not seen them, go on Twitter, go on YouTube, search the game, search Dominic Szoboszlai, go and see the goals. The first one is absolutely ridiculous. The close control, the speed of him, he's so, so good. And in the last couple of weeks, he's maybe been questioned for being a bit tired, playing too many games, not having, you know, the best impact on games. But I think we all sat there as Liverpool fans and said he started brilliantly. We need to give him time. Moments like these happen. But it looks like he is back in form. He then scored a second goal. His second goal, which was inside 2 minutes. By the way, two goals in 2 minutes in the second half. He takes on about three players, does a give and go and scores it and puts it in the back of the net. Which just is Dominic Szoboszlai. He was absolutely everywhere in that game. And he got two assists earlier in the week against Bulgaria as well. So, you know, he's having an unbelievable time over there, captain of Hungary, and they are in the Euro 2024. They've qualified, so that's brilliant for Dominic Szoboszlai. And yeah, I really am happy that he's back to his best. There was a couple of games where he just looked completely shattered, and hopefully, you know, the feeling of being the absolute main man for Hungary, doing what he's done and being able to celebrate, because yes, he did celebrate. He had a shot of some kind of alcoholic beverage in the stand with the fans after the game, which was just absolutely brilliant to see. I'm not going to tell you what it was because I'm going to say the name of the drink incorrectly. But he was having a lovely time and I can't wait for him to be back with Liverpool. And he should return back to us fairly quickly because Hungary have played their two games of this international break already. So he should be back at the Axis Training Centre early this week and hopefully he can get ready to play against Manchester City in that 12:30 kickoff that we're all looking forward to. Anyway, moving on, let's talk about Salah. Salah was in action on Sunday helping Egypt beat Sierra Leone 2-0. They made it two wins from two in the CAF World Cup 2026 qualification. Yes, 2026, ridiculous, isn't it? He scored four earlier on in the week in his side 6-0 win over a team I'm not going to say because I don't know how to say the name. But Salah obviously did get those four goals. He was the main man. He also went head to head against someone because someone gave Mo Salah cheek for some reason. But he had a bit of a bite back. He did not, you know, he had to go back, and I enjoy that. You don't see that from Sally. You don't really see a reaction, but I enjoyed that he did. He now will return to Merseyside and will have a full week ahead to train as well, which is brilliant. Because maybe we can give him, you know, maybe a day off here or there, and then he can start and train up until the weekend. Diogo Jota was an unused substitute as Portugal beat Iceland 2-0 on Sunday, which is also good news that he literally got a little break. He did play left wing back earlier on in the week, got an assist, which was just mad to see. Virgil van Dijk and Cody Gakpo are off to the Euro 2024. They beat Republic of Ireland 1-0 in Amsterdam on Saturday. And obviously Virgil van Dijk being captain, that's absolutely massive for them. Cody Gakpo managed 69 minutes against the Irish side and he played a key role in the qualification. Talking about, you know, Netherlands players. Ryan Gravenberch will have a chance to break into Ronald Koeman's side if he continues his encouraging form for Liverpool. It's good to see that he's also had a week off. I've quite enjoyed that as well. Moving on then, Harvey Elliott has been absolutely killing it for the under-21s. He scored a 25-yarder on Saturday against Serbia. He's been absolutely unbelievable for England. I've really been impressed by his substitute appearances for Liverpool. But I think he scored a hat-trick last time out. He was captain of the national side in the last international break. And now he's scoring 25-yarders. So you love to see it. He will play again on Tuesday night. They face Northern Ireland under the lights at Goodison Park. So at least he's not too far away. As for the South American contingent, they all play their games either tomorrow night or Wednesday early hours. So hopefully they'll be able to get back to Liverpool Wednesday day sometime. You'd imagine that they'd have that off though. And then Thursday, Friday might be the days that they're allowed to train. That is 2 days before a 12:30 kickoff that they're coming back. It is awful. But let's hope that they come back and there's no injuries, they're fine, and they can start playing, because we've seen from the last couple of international breaks, the one where we played Wolves straight after the international break and Alexis McAllister had a bit of a nightmare. I think hopefully, you know, we've learned from that, but hopefully the players also can play, because you can't be dropping McAllister, Diaz and Nunes against Manchester City. You just can't. You need your best players on the pitch. So hopefully they'll be rested enough that they've got something in the tank to go in that game. 12:30 kickoff is absolutely vile.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Anyway, to round it up, something about, I mentioned Goodison Park earlier. Everton have a 10-point deduction Which means, and look, Everton getting a 10 point deduction, you know, from a Liverpool perspective, it's funny. Also, I'm not sure whether that's too much of a punishment, but I'll leave that up to everyone else. Everton have kind of, I don't know, they've questioned it, and apparently it might go down to 6 points instead of 10. But Burnley, Leeds and Leicester have also are ready to sue Everton for a total of £300 million, which could kill them. That means that that Everton could lose star names, is the words here, followed by Jordan Pickford, which should not be in the same sentence. But they might have to lose certain players with that. But mostly what I'm looking at is the fact that they've got a 10-point deduction for one breach. Manchester City, who we face this weekend, have 115 breaches against them. And if you know, the Premier League want to be consistent, that should be 10 points for every single breach that Manchester City are found guilty of. And I very much look forward to hearing what they're found guilty of, because there should be quite a lot. Manchester City and Chelsea run the risk of relegation from the Premier League. And obviously Chelsea is a bit of a mad one, because they basically just they handed themselves in the best way that I can say. What they'd done under Roman Abramovich, for some reason, there was a loophole that under Roman Abramovich, Chelsea was using, and their new owners have just basically called the Premier League up and basically said to them, "Aye, lads, there's this loophole here that you probably should look into." They've looked into it, and Chelsea have been abusing it under their old owner, which is just absolutely unbelievable from them. I'm a big, big fan of how they've managed to hand themselves in without even realising. But that is all the news for this Redmen Bite-Size. Thankfully, Liverpool will play at the end of this week. Football will be back. Let's hope they get a big 3 points. But until then, up the Reds.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.